From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Daily Breakfast. I'm Father Roderick, and this is the first episode after Easter. I hope you had a wonderful Easter celebration. There was one movie that premiered during the Easter weekend, to which I was looking forward immensely, Ready Player One. Directed by Steven Spielberg and based on a story by Ernest Cline. And it's one of the best science fiction novels that I've read for the past, 5 years. It tells the story of Wade, who lives in the near future where everybody is using VR goggles. And they use virtual reality to escape from the world and to enter the Oasis, which is a wonderful world in which you can be anyone, and you can have any adventure, play any game. And a very topical story, of course, in our days when virtual reality is finally starting to become a reality for a lot of people. And even though the technology is not as advanced as what you see in the movie and what you read in a book, it is still, we're getting there, we're getting closer. And so this movie is interesting to see what that world could look like. I was super excited that Steven Spielberg was going to direct this movie, so it would hopefully be a movie that would go beyond just an adaptation of the book and would add something new, something extra, because Spielberg, of course, is a wonderful storyteller. The special effects nowadays with CGI technology are incredibly well done. I wasn't too keen on the color grading of the movie. Everything looks a little bit grayish, devoid of color. That's never been a style that I like in more recent movies, but you tend to forget that after a while, and perhaps it's done on purpose to show the difference between the kind of gray, dreary, day-to-day world compared to the wonderful, colorful world of the Oasis. So no wonder that people want to escape there. I was also super excited about the music. Originally, the Ready Player One was going to be scored by John Williams, who scored most of the movies by Steven Spielberg, but he was already involved in another project. And so they went to the director of the soundtracks for Back to the Future, Alan Silvestri. And it's a perfect match. The music is so exhilarating, and there are little nods even musically to Back to the Future. And in many ways, Back to the Future was a similar story of escaping to not the future, but to an idealized past in a certain way. And also to the future, which wouldn't always be as ideal as people pictured it, because the future is basically a result of our day-to-day choices. Well, this story, Ready Player One, is also about choices. And for me, it is the perfect Easter movie. And not just because it premiered at Easter, but because of the story itself. I'm not going to spoil anything, but one of the major goals that the protagonist tries to reach is to find an Easter egg that is hidden by the creator of the Oasis, this virtual world, who died and who wants to pass on his heritage to someone who is able to find this Easter egg, this hidden gem somewhere in the story. So the theme of looking for an Easter egg kind of meshes with Easter, but it goes way deeper than that. Because we start to discover, and again, I'm not spoiling anything, but one of the major themes of the movie is the inability of certain people to let go. They're trying to hold on to their lives, to hold on to the past. This movie is completely filled with nostalgia, and it's a freeze frame movie where a lot of people that are fans of the 80s or who have lived in the 80s like me will recognize so many things that will bring them back to the past. But the story is all about trying to let go of the past, trying to not hold on to your life, but to dare to lose in a certain way, to go in reverse, to do the opposite of what the games are trying to make us do, which is winning. And there is the final part of the story, I think, could be interpreted as a metaphor of the Easter story, where it's ultimately, if you want to win, It's all about losing. It's about going into this dark place where there's nothing left of the world. I think it's a metaphor of death. And that's where you will discover life. That is where you will ultimately win. You have to lose to win. That is, I think, the biggest theme of the story of Jesus Christ and the story of Easter. It's when you think that you've lost everything, if you sacrifice your life, you let go of your life to save and to help the people that you love, then that will lead you to eternal life. That's a theme. And if you have seen the movie, you may actually see what I'm talking about. It's not the only interpretation of the movie that's possible. That's how I read it, having seen this movie at Easter. And if you are still going to see the movie, then I hope you'll enjoy it just as much as I did, and that you will see this Easter symbolism hidden almost as an Easter egg in this great, great blockbuster movie. Go see it. I give it thumbs up. It's the best movie rendition of the book that you could hope for. And that's it for this episode of The Daily Breakfast. Go to Tridio.com. If you want to help out, please support us during our Easter Pentecost fund drive. We need your help to continue this work and to do even more. And if you want to read about that, just go to tridio.com and consider becoming a patron over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. I'm signing off. Take care, and I will see you soon.